Good morning. It's Saturday morning. What time is it? 9:16 a.m. on Saturday, January 17th, 2014. Make sure everything's plugged in. It's almost 40, actually over 40 degrees. According to the thermometer in my backyard, it's 36 or something, according to the official airport temperature. But as I think it was George Carlin who pointed out, nobody actually lives at the airport. So, yeah, okay. Moving on. It was a late night last night. I got the file for the paperback corrected and uploaded to CreateSpace. I'm just waiting for the go-ahead to pull the trigger on it. I got the new printer head to put in the printer. It didn't work. Printer's still dead. So I'm going to have to go over, buy a new printer. And of course, new printers don't use the same ink cartridges, so I've got to go buy a whole new set of ink. Very tedious. But we'll do it. We'll deal with it. Getting stuff taken care of. I'm overheating here. Moving along. Trying to get back relatively quickly so I can take care of some business. It's a business. Business. That's a goose that's flying around this morning. So yeah, I've got to go back and put the changes in the HTML for the Sigil, for the EPUB and MOBI files, so the ebooks will be up to date as well. I'll work on that today. As I don't have time to do any other paperbacks and get them shipped here before I have to leave on Thursday. I did get a shipment of books last night, which was nice. It was a few days early. I wasn't expecting it till next week, but they arrived last night. So, okay, cool. Now, as long as the main shipment of books doesn't arrive at like 7 o'clock at night, it'll be good. My concern is that I haven't seen a shipment notice for them yet. Boy, this is ugly. Yeah. Smooth glare. Ice with just a whisker of water on the top of it. Slick much? So yeah, we'll get the ebook taken care of and then start in on Zyphirius Call, get that one done. Move on to Hermit, get that one done. If I push hard, I could probably get them both marked up before I leave. If I can get them both released before I go. I'm 5 days out now. I gotta go on Thursday, so. And if I get one of them done, that's one of them done. Somewhere in there, I've gotta get to the bank, and I've got a lot of foreign checks that have to go into the bank, and then I need to become groomed. I'm looking a little disreputable. My hair sticking out where there shouldn't be hair. Hair too long in many places. I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm going to take some of the length off the beard. I think I might take half inch off the bottom just to even it up a little bit. I guess I'm not really thinking about very much this morning. I'm just sort of plodding along, just thinking about, you know, nothing. It's just sort of being in the morning, trying not to fall down. It feels good to be making progress. I will say that. If I take a moment for the meta view, doing the walks, this is what the fourth day. Today is file number, if you're paying attention to the file numbers, this is file number 999. So it should be like day number 949. Because I've got 50 files that don't have day numbers on them because they weren't walking days, they were convention days or travel days or something other than walking days. So there's a discrepancy between the number of files and the number of days, the day count, of 50. So today's number 999. Tomorrow is file number 1000. So it will be 1,000 of these files for the podcast that I've uploaded since March of 2010. That's a lot of files. That's a lot of files. Holy cow. But it also means that if I'm a little bit diligent about keeping the walk going, I should break 1,000 in 55, 60 days. In theory, I should break 1,050 days, but I know perfectly well I'm not going to walk every one of those days between now and then. I'm going to try. That's my goal, but it's not an overwhelming, this must happen kind of imperative. It would certainly help me if I could, but I'm also really aware that I've got things like weather, children. Oh, and I'm going to be going out of town for 4 days. So, yeah, I'm probably not going to put together a walking podcast down in Colorado Springs, although it would probably be fun to do. The problem is that I have a good track down there. I don't know where 2 miles is. And the idea of walking a mile through town and then recording for a mile back through town, the same path, doesn't really appeal too much to me. So yeah, that's probably not going to happen. I was kind of looking forward to going down there and hacking some portals for ingress, but to be honest, I really don't care. Losing my guardian sight is sort of tempered my enthusiasm for the game. And yeah, I've gone through, there's a couple of portals that are not claimed at the moment. But almost all the portals in town are green. Which is, you know, sucks for green, because now they have to leave town in order to do any hacking. or let them run down and then hack them again. Just probably what they're doing. But there's really no point in capturing a portal. I don't know how many active greens there are, but there are at least 14 or 15 names that show up regularly. And they're all leaving level 8 resonators, so yeah. Monk post. Yeah, it's one of those interesting dynamics. It's like, okay, I'm too late to the game to actually compete in it, to actually play it with any kind of reasonable expectation of success. Which is, oddly enough, what a lot of people think about EVE Online. It's like, well, they've been around 10 years, they've got all these people who have all these skills. And they're so powerful that nobody can beat them. And the reality is that's not necessarily the case. Yeah, there are a few people who have a lot of really, really cool skills, and it's really difficult to beat them. But not because they have really cool skills, but because they have a half a dozen people that they fly with all the time. So, yeah, one guy is not going to beat 12. That's just not going to happen. Generally, one guy is not going to beat 3. Even the highest skilled player is going to have a difficult time against 3. With even moderate skills. And one of the realities is that all skills cap at 5. So it doesn't matter how long you've been playing. Your Frigate 5 skill is no bigger than my Frigate 5 skill. Your autocannon, your small autocannon 5 is no more powerful than my small autocannon 5. With the appropriately fitted ship and the skills behind it to back it up, it's really 6 weeks. You can have a maxed out frigate pilot. That's the other thing. I've never really understood the draw for PvP. So player versus player. And there are, and I spent some time in Rookie Hell recently. And At least a third of the people joining the game wanted to get in the game to shoot other people. And, you know, this is one of those things that it's like, really? I think it might be that I've never done it. You know, my exposure is as designated target, soon to be followed by designated wreck and waking up in a clone vat, but my basic understanding of it is, why? I don't see the point. I don't see the draw. I don't see the attraction. Why is this happening? Why do people do this? I just don't understand. You're gonna protect your turf and null sec or keep people out of your belts and low or whatever, okay, fine, yeah. Wormhole defense, sure, okay. But to go out and roam around and look for somebody to kill, that's the part that makes me go, really? You're gonna fly around for 2-3 hours, jumping around, looking for somebody who's easy enough for you to kill that you have some expectation that you're actually gonna win, and assuming you can get to them before they fly away, you go and you kill them. Why? To what end? I don't understand. I just do not understand it. I've got better things to do with 2 hours of my time than waste it flying around with a bunch of other pilots. For 2 hours. Trying to find somebody to shoot up. Don't get him. because you don't get paid for it. You don't get any, you don't get anything out of it. If you're not likely to even get anything useful in terms of loot from it. You certainly don't get paid for it. Even if the guy has a bounty, he's an idiot if he's flying anything more than a million isk worth of ship out there. So at most, there's 200,000 split amongst the party. Why? This is barely going to pay for ammo. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And yet, it looks like about two-thirds of the people play just so that they can go out and shoot people. I guess I'm glad they do it, because that means that there's lots of people who are looking for the products that I create. Or potentially create the moment I'm building another freighter. I just don't get it. It's like, well, it's fun. It's the best answer I've had. It's fun. And I guess my difficulty is I don't understand what this fun thing means. I particularly don't understand it when it's, you know, it's like they're going to go gank a miner. So two or three people in Catalyst are going to sneak up on some unsuspecting miner in a belt someplace and kill the miner. Kill the ship and be killed in return, of course, because the miner's not going to be able to kill them, but the game mechanic will kill them. So I'm not really sure I understand the attraction of killing an unarmed ship just to see if you can kill them before you're killed yourself. It's called suicide ganking, and it's like, really, why? It's fun. It's fun. I don't understand this concept of fun. I just don't get it. Maybe there's something flawed in me. Maybe I'm low T or something. I just don't have enough testosterone to give a crap. Well, if I'm gonna play a game, I wanna get something out of it. I'm not really an adrenaline junkie. To me, a satisfied morning of gaming is like today. I had my mining fleet in for an hour and a half. Couldn't have been any longer than that because I got up late. But about an hour and a half, and picked up something like 400,000 cubic meters of ore for my freighter. $77 million isk worth of minerals out of it. Almost 80 million. So yeah, I mean, if I did this all the time, it would probably be boring if I only did this. But I have a goal. I've got to get this mineral so I can build a ship, so I can sell the ship, so I can make some isk. And watch my massive piles of isk grow and grow. I'm also enjoying this play. I'm looking at how the various avatars, from the highest skilled to the lowest. It's like, okay, when I play this character, what do I think about? What do I feel? How does this work? Am I fed up with being the lowest skilled member of the team? Always getting the scut work. You know, I gotta have somebody fly over and pick up some parts, so I get tapped. I always have to fly over and pick up parts. I never get paid for the stuff I mine. I do get reimbursed for the parts I buy for other people, but it's like, how do I feel about that? So I have a feeling a lot of that's going to come into the next bunch of books after I get done with Cape Grace. But for now, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.